Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by Jenny Eklund, the co-owner of La Post and one of the heads of Art on the Prairie, which is this weekend. Jenny, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Joe.
So like I said, Art on the Prairie coming up here this Saturday and Sunday. So why don't you just tell me a little bit about the general idea of the event this year?
Art on the Prairie is an event where we have this year 70 artists. We have 30 musicians, about 12 poets, 4 authors, because there'll be book signing, and really about 30 volunteers. And what's really cool about the volunteers, because I never want to omit the volunteers, is that they call us wanting to help. And you talk about a blessing. That's it right there. And it takes that many people plus to put on an event of this size.
Yeah, that's a staggering amount of artists and everything like that. Is that the most that you've ever had in the 9 years of this event?
Yes. And you know what's really the most that we've ever had? When we started 9 years ago, in 3 buildings, and we had about 1,500 guests, we thought we were a huge success. And we were. But today, we're in 10 buildings and expecting a lot more than 1,500 guests. We're pretty proud.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about some of those specific locations. You mentioned 10 different locations. What are those?
You know, I'm really proud to say we have our staples, which is the Hotel Patee, the Security Bank Building, the Perry Public Library, the Carnegie, of course, La Post, and Peterson Designs. She's been with us for a few years since she moved to Second Street. But what really makes me proud is this year we were able to add Salvage Soul and Studio on Second and Backwards Properties. 3 new businesses coming to town, and we've been able to place artists in Sally Spellman's Studio on Second. She'll have a winery in there. I feel this incredible energy in downtown Perry, but not only in downtown Perry, I feel it in our whole community of new businesses and new things happening. And it's fun when you walk out of your shop and you hear saws and hammers going and the excitement of our town. And I'm going to go to my grave saying that art revitalizes a small community, and this is a great example of it.
Now, as far as the specific exhibitors for the event, what can you tell me about some of those specific people that attendees should really go out of their way to take a look at?
Oh, I love that question. And I could talk all day on that one, though, Joe, so you'll have to cut me off here. The thing that I really want people to take note of is Sean Palick. He did and is continuing to work on a mural on the wall of Backwards Property that takes place in the alleyway. We call it Prairie Lane now, between Mary Rose Collection and Perry Perk. So we'd like for you to view that. We'll also have music in that alleyway. And that's really, come spring and summer, going to help the business for Perry Perk, because people will come and have their coffee and lunch out there. In addition to that, for Art on the Prairie, Sean Palick will be inside Perry Perk doing a mural. And the mural that he's going to do is going to be in sepia tones of the building the way it looked when it was born. Emily Leslie requested that. And then Terry Mason requested in sepia tones action figures that would be like you might see Batman peeking out of a window or Spider-Man crawling up a building or Superman landed on the roof. All these different action figures in sepia tones. So you kind of have to find them in this big mural on her back wall. I want people to look at that. Another thing, on Saturday, the first 50 customers that come to Peterson's Design and would go into the basement there, we have a really special artist coming in, and we're so proud of her. It's Kat Silent Water, and she is silk screening her design of a logo, which ties in Art on the Prairie's logo and Furrowed Fields, which is a sculpture that's going to be set up. The first 50 guests to visit, and we call it the Post Print Shop in Betsy's lower level, between 1 and 3 p.m. each day will receive an Art on the Prairie tote bag silk screened by Kat Silent Water. And that's an exciting addition that we've added this year. of course, all the artists. We have Karen Cooper. She lived in Russia for a while. She is from Iowa. She'll be the featured artist this year, and she'll be in the cellar of La Poste. Her work is on display right now, filling our walls, vibrant color paintings. So proud to have her.
Well, let's move on and talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart. That's the food. What can you tell me about the food offerings that will be available this year?
Well, this year we've sent out emails and messages to all the artists and volunteers, the poets and things, of a box lunch that the hotel is preparing for us. And it's $10 a box lunch, and we've got orders coming in. But for any guest that comes to Art on the Prairie, if you go into the hotel, they're going to have these lunches already, so you can grab and go, sit outside or, you know, wherever, to have some pretty nice box lunches. The other thing, Blackout Barbecue will have their smoker in between Mary Rose and La Poste, and they're going to be doing like some finger food kind of smoked items as you walk by, but then you can get your lunch there and take it down into the cellar and visit with Karen Cooper, the featured artist, and listen to music down in the cellar. And we have our chocolate chip cookies that we make in the kitchen. I think I've seen you there a few times.
Once or twice.
Yeah, with hands full. And also our Bloody Mary bar, which now has made us famous. I mean, it's like, we almost think Art on the Prairie, you think Bloody Mary bar first. Well, it's a work of art that Colleen Eckhoff puts together and that we're really proud of. So those are just some food things that we've got on our brain now that will be taking place.
All right. Now, one last thing that I wanted to talk about is actually kind of even more discussion, but we'll try to keep it somewhat brief. That's the next streetscape sculpture that's going to be unveiled during Art on the Prairie. What can you tell me about this?
In the program, which is 20 pages long this year, the Furrowed Fields ribbon cutting and dedication agenda will be in there. And we're going to have KDLS as our MC, of course. We will have the artist Jim and Matt Russell say a few words. Rob Denson, the president of DMAC, will be there and will speak. You know, all these speeches will be 5 or 10 minutes long, but Mr. Denson is there because with this sculpture, we were able to tie in with the DMAC welding department led by Jim Von Baron and Bob Hunt, who's also helping with copper murals that will be created during Art on the Prairie that will hang in DMAC and in the Perry Public Library. Dan Spillman, president of Perry Economic Development, will say a few words, and then Cody Hartz will be the one cutting the ribbon for the Furrowed Fields sculpture, which is a big plow blade that's embedded in the soil, bringing up the dirt. We're pretty proud of it, and it's a tribute and dedication to anybody and everyone involved in agriculture.
All right. Well, definitely looking forward to seeing that and seeing the streetscape sculptures completed. All four of them will be in place as of Art on the Prairie. Jenny Eklund, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
There's a lot, but our time is limited here, so, you know, I better pull back the reins. Other than I really want everybody to come out, and I think it is one of the best weekends to be so proud of Perry and all it has to offer. And with all the excitement of everything taking place in our community, come out and enjoy it.
All right. Well, I certainly will. And I'm sure many, many other people will as well. Jenny, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jenny Eklund. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.